భగవతే వాక్షేపాయ
Drupadi and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and he began to speak, smiling. भक्तो न आत्मनस्याथे जो अहम सुज्ञान सुन वृद्धा निगम भीम वजिता रूपया चतुर्भुजा आदित्य भजनम सप्तु जिलमाह असन्निव In the previous verse, it is described Bhagavan Devaki Sutra. Bhagavan Krishna Devaki Sutra. Still, people may doubt that Krishna, being Devaki Sutra, how he can become the Supreme Personality of God. Because sometimes very powerful person is also called Bhagavan. So, such person have very confidence in Vishnu. Vishnu is Chaturbhuja. Therefore, here in this verse, Krishna is confirmed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead by adding this word, Chaturbhuja. Don't doubt, because Krishna has appeared with two hands, that does that mean he is not Bhagavan, he is Chaturbhuja. To confirm. Actually, sometimes it is said that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu. But actually, Vishnu is incarnation of Krishna. Aham Adihi Devana, that is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu also one of the devas, first principle devas, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. Gunavata. Vishnu expanding himself in three avatars. Satagun, he takes care of himself. Satagun. Rajagun, it is given to Brahma in charge. And Tamagun is given to the Lord Shiva. Sisti creation is done by Brahma, Rajagun. And Siddhi maintenance is done by Vishnu, and extraction is done by Lord Shiva, Tamagun. He is not Tamagun, in charge of Tamagun. Just like somebody becomes a superintendent of jail, it does not mean that the superintendent is also one of the prisoners. No. He is in charge of the jail department. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he is not in Tamagun. He is transcendental. He is almost Vishnu. He is neither ordinary human being. Lord Shiva is in between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So how he can be in the Tamagun? Nobody is. They are all transcendental. Especially Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do with these material affairs. And a big man, a rich man, has nothing to do personally. But he gets things done by the assistant, by the servant. It is like that. In the Vedas also, Upanishad, it is said natasatajam paranamcha vidyati. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do personally. Natasatajam paranamcha vidyati natasya sama udhikasya dhishyati. Nobody is equal to him, neither nobody is greater than him. Everyone is zero. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is asama urdhva. Nobody is equal, nobody is higher. So consider equal to Vishnu Tattva is aparad, offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has won this offense very strictly. Pratita Koriya Mane Vishnu Kale Vas Aparad Nahi Iharupa. If somebody thinks Vishnu as one of the products of this material world, Pratita. Pratita Koriya Mane Vishnu Kale Vas Aparad Nahiya Ihar. Maharaj Srinivasa Prabhu, they abuse that Vishnu's body is, Vishnu comes, appears, and he accepts a material body. That is condemned by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti manamuha manasin kanumar. He does not accept any material body. Tadatmanam sijamaham atmamayaya sambhavami atmamayaya. That is material hell, atmamaya, disrupti. So, Krishna, there is no difference between Krishna's soul and Krishna's body. They say, we are God. We are different from this body. And Krishna is not different from the body. He does not change his body. Although he assumes several avatars, but he does not change his body. Advaita, Achyuta, Achyuta are not different from the original personification, identification. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Anantarupam, although he assumes in so many varieties of Vishnu Tattva, still Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Anantarupam, Adhyam, Purana, Purusham, Namajovara. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is never looks like old man, Navajovara, always young, Krishna, always young, Navajovara. So, in order to compare Krishna's position, here it is not Devaki Sutta, because one may doubt that Devaki Sutta is ordinary human being or living being. No. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. Here it is said Bhagavan. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. So we should always remember that Krishna is the supreme being. And Krishna says, Matta Parakaram Nanya. Don't think that above Krishna there is any other higher authority. Either Brahma or Paramatma or Vishnu, so many absolute truth is manifested in so many features, but Krishna is the original. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Sansakalatam so Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. It is summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many descriptions of the incarnation of Vishnu, but at the end, Vyasa concludes that whatever incarnations are described here, we are Amsa Pada. Amsa means direct expansion and Pada means expansion of the expansion. That's why Krishna. The first expansion is Baladev. The next expansion is Sankarsan, Vasudev, Anuruddha, Pradyumna. The next expansion is Narayana. The next expansion again, second Chaturbhuj. Sankarsan again, Vidya Chaturbhuj. And the next expansion, Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Next expansion, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. The next expansion is Kirodakshaya Vishnu. In this way, there are different expansions. But Krishna Sun Bhagavan Sadhyam Purusam Sasatam. Krishna is the original. Therefore Krishna is saying, Matta Prakaram Nanda. I am not expansion of it. Sarva Karana Kara. Ishara Parama Krishna. They are all Isharas, controller. Vishnu Dakta is controller, all it. Mayat Kakshina Prakriti Swati is a Charasana. Everywhere. Vishnu is the supreme controller. So, every Vishnu Tattva is controller. There is no doubt. And they have got equal power. Not that Lord Ramchandra is less powerful than Krishna. No. They have equal power. The example is described in the Brahma Sangita. Vibhachiri was dasantaram abhupi. Just like one candle. You ignite another candle. You ignite another, another, another. But all these candles, they are equally powerful. Although you can say this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. Similarly, Vishnu Tattva, everyone is equally powerful. Although Krishna is first, Balaram is second, Sankarsan is third, right? But they do not think they are less powerful. No. Vishnu Tattva means they are equally powerful. Sams. Ramadi Mutti Sukala Niyamaina Tishan. Kala. Rama is expansion of Vishnu. But it is not that Rama is less powerful than Krishna. Nobody is less powerful. Ramadi Muttisu Palanyamina Tishan Nana Avataram Aparad Bhuvani Supintu. There are so many avatars. Krishna Sayam Samabhat Paramapumana. But Krishna is the Paramapuma, the Supreme Being, the Supreme Person. Krishna Sayam Bhagavan Sayam. Everywhere. Ishara Paramakrishna. Satyananda Vigraha, Matta Paratanam Nanya. This is the conclusion of the Shastra. So don't consider that Krishna, because he has come, appeared in Vrindavan like a cowherd boy. Never since, of course, in Vrindavan Vasi, they do not know what is Krishna. They are villagers. They do not know. But they do not love anyone more than Krishna. That is their quality. They do not know even Vishnu. When the gopis saw Vishnu Murti, Krishna has seen the Vishnu Murti, they are passing. They said, oh, here is Vishnu, all right. Namaskar. They are not interested even in Vishnu. They are interested in Krishna. Although they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, he, without knowing what is Krishna, you to simply become attached to Krishna, then your life is successful. Simple, somehow or other, you become attached. Maya sakta mana prapta. Yogam janyanam bhada. Simply you have to visit the Sabantas best moment. Somehow or other, you increase your attachment for Krishna. Somewhere, Deva Deva Prakarina, Mana Krishna Nibesha. This is Guru Goswami's instruction. Somehow or other, you become attached to Krishna. Then your life is successful. So this Krishna consciousness moment is trying to induce people how to become attached to Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Dena tena prakarena mana krishna nibesha. Then vidhi nishedha. There are so many rules and regulations for bhakti yoga. Yes, there are. And Rupa Goswami says, sarve vidhi nishedha su vritayo reva kinkara. Samayaradhan, if you become attached to Krishna, then all these vidhis and regulative principles and rules and regulations, they will act as your servant. Then automatically, yes. Because as soon as you become attached to Krishna, Krishna says, Kipram bhavati dharma atma. Kipram bhavati dharma. Sat shanti nikachati. Kaunse ya pratiyani. Rami bhakta pradasa. Kipram. Very soon. Apide sudurachara. Bhadate mamananna bhava. Sadhu vipu. Don't think that these Europeans or Americans, they are mlechas and jamas. That is apurad. Offense. Because they are sadhu. They do not know. They have accepted Krishna without any hotspots understand. That this is also good, this is also good, this is also good. They are strictly following the instruction of the spiritual master, Krishna Su Bhagavan. Even a small child in our association, Shantanu's daughter, she would go to somebody. She was only 5 years old. She would ask, do you know Krishna? So somebody said, no, I do not. Oh, Supreme Personality. She would please like. So they are convinced. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. This conviction is the foremost quality. Then other things will fall. So we Vidhi Nishida Su Deva Riva Kinkola. So if one is simply convinced on this point that Krishna Su Bhagavan Sam and it does like that, follows the principle that Krishna Kasara Akosav Sari Vanna Sangharma. Krishna Kasara. There is one. Mame Tangsara. So do that. Stick to this principle that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is Paratattva, the absolute truth. And Krishna is all pervading. Maya tatam idam sattvam. Krishna is everywhere. Sam jagat abhakta murtina disabhakta. The Krishna's potency is everywhere. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they do not see anything else than Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. And that is a fact. Krishna also teaches that I am here. If you cannot conceive that Krishna is everywhere present, the Krishna personally gives you instruction. Here I am. Pratoham apsu kaunteya. Everyone is drinking water at least 4 times, 5 times. So at the time of drinking water or drinking anything, if you remember Krishna, then you become purified. Maya sakta, mana prakta. That is yoga, bhakti yoga. If you practice only this, whatever you drink something for some taste. So either you drink sarbat or water or milk or even wine. Because the Europeans, Americans, they are accustomed to drink wine. But if they follow this instruction of Krishna, then this taste is Krishna. Then he remembers Krishna. Marmana bhavamad bhakta. As soon as he brings Krishna in his mind,
he becomes a bhakta.
So easy. Anyone can become Krishna bhakta if he follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. There is no limitation. Manvana bhavamad bhakta. This is the simple process. Rasoham bhakta kantya prabhasmi sasi suja. This is for ordinary class of man. But if you think that you are very advanced in learning in Vedic literature and Vedic mantras, Krishna says, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. That Pranavankara, Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam Salapasanti. That Pranava is Krishna. Pranava Sarva Vedeshu. So either you become a highly learned scholar in Vedic literature, or you are simply an ordinary person, you can think of Krishna and you become successful in your life. There is no difficulty. Rasulullah, if you are an ordinary person, every person drinks water or drinks something, let him immediately think of as soon as he tests, here is Krishna. Punnavanda Prasibhash, a flower, very, the rose flower, very fragrant. That soon as you smell, you can remember Krishna. This smell is Krishna. Actually, that is Krishna. You cannot create that smell. It is Krishna. Krishna's art. That punnaganda pratibhyansa, that gandha, that smell, flavor, is within the art. Where from the rose is coming? From this heart. But it stays. The rose is so fragrant. But you cannot take out the fragrance from the heart. Everything is there. Sarva kama tuha mahi. Everything is within the heart. But you cannot take out. It is Krishna. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate sadha vikityanu balakriyas. He has got this power. To extract punnagandha through the rose flower. You may be very big chemist, but you cannot do that. In this way, if you study Krishna, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. That we are thinking. This is Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. And this heart cross will help you. But even if you do not reach Shastra, if you always remember Krishna, impression of Krishna, the temple is made for labor. If no man child, if he sees daily Krishna here, then he gets impression. He can think of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta. Therefore the temple is there. Everyone should come every day, every morning, or as many times as possible, and take the impression of Krishna. And keep it within your core of heart. And think of Krishna, manmana bhavamad bhakta, madhyarimana, and offer little. You don't require to study Vedanta philosophy or these of that. Because what is the purpose of Vedanta? The purpose of Vedanta is Vedanta Sarvaji, all. You have to understand Krishna. So, if you simply think of Krishna, then you are greatest Vedanta. Greatest Vedanta. Vedanta Bhit, Vedanta Bhit, Aham. He is the compiler of Vedanta. So, whatever instruction Krishna has given in the Bhagavad Gita, it is all Vedanta. The simple instruction, manmana bhagavad bhakta, this is Vedanta. Rasoham Mapsukanta, this is Vedanta. So, to become Vedanti means to understand Krishna, follow Krishna's instruction, and be successful in your life. Thank you very much.